Well, it is a Friday morning, and that means we get to talk about fitness and all that has to do with fitness. That means Liesel van der Westhuizen is in studio.
Good morning, Abungile.
How's it going, Lies?
How are you, more importantly?
I'm working through it. See, my block nose is starting to open up, so life is becoming clearer. I don't know why it's getting clearer on the weekend.
Because you're going to have a full out one, I know. Hopefully, some people are going to be sending through some home remedies for you, you know, like a ginger shot tot or anything that helps.
It's the best. I mean, many a times I've been given so many remedies, honey with this and mixed with that, and I do try them out, and you know, and some are horrible. Yeah. Some are just horrible.
Yes.
But I try them nonetheless. Listen, to you listening at home, by the way, it's time for your regular health and fitness feature. This time every Friday morning, Liesel van der Westhuizen, who is a fitness fanatic and also the host of the KFM Early Bear Morning Show. I nearly said breakfast show. It is right?
Morning
show, breakfast show. And today she joins you to talk about the encouragement and determination needed to ensure that you remain focused on your fitness goals. Liz, I mean, every year, many of us go to the gyms, we sign up, and we mean it. It's not just like we want to throw away our money. We mean it, but by March or so, we're no longer going to the gym.
Everyone I've spoken to this week, well, not everyone, one out of five people have told me they've cancelled their gym membership because they're not going. And they're not getting the value out of it. And they signed up in Jan, all excited, all enthusiastic. And then you just kind of lose your mojo. Work takes over. Life takes over. And then you go back, and I ask them when they go back, what were your goals when you started out? Oh, I wanted to lose 5 Ks. I never lost it in the month. So it was a waste of time. Or I just wanted to get fit and I didn't see any results. And then I started digging deeper into the situation and asking, what did you do? Oh, I just signed up for a few classes. What classes? Oh, everyone else was doing these classes. I wasn't doing. So I said, you got to find something. We say this every week. You got to find something that you enjoy. And start small. So when you start on the first day at the gym, when you signed up for a full hour class.
Yep.
If you haven't trained for months or you're not used to a workout class, whether it's a boxing or a Zumba or whatever it is, it's not enjoyable. Take it from me. I came back from an injury.
No.
You were sick this week, so next week you're going to slowly get back into it. And it's hard getting back into it after you've taken some time off. Then set small, achievable goals. Not aim to lose 5 Ks in 5 days is impossible. Do it realistically.
How I wish.
And then the crash diet starts, and then I hear, this didn't work, and this, and I picked up the 5 Ks immediately after I lost the 5 Ks. So be realistic. Really, it's impossible to do that in 1 week of just joining the gym. And nutrition, just change your diet slightly. The best advice I got from a nutritionist last week was eat right 4.5 days of the week and then binge for the rest. I thought 4.5 days, I'm cutting it off at 12 o'clock on a Friday, then I've got the weekend. So that also makes a difference. And then I say it repeatedly, find something you enjoy. Find a group. Go and test out a few things at different classes. A lot of the classes, a lot of the gyms have Try Me free, first workout free, and see what you enjoy. And then the other distraction that I'm seeing a lot at the gym is cell phone. So put your lock it away in the locker and don't get distracted. And my favorite, and I haven't done this, but someone suggested it, is a reward system. So after a week or 2 weeks of gymming and reaching your gym goal of going to the gym, even if you're going for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, buy yourself something nice that's fitness related. So maybe a nice new fitness shirt, because they are quite pricey.
I thought you were going to say buy yourself that KFC.
Whatever your reward system is. Yes, on day 5 of gymming, when your break from your nutrition starts. Yes, it can be something as small as that or something as big as a new outfit.
To you listening at home, by the way, 10 minutes now before we get to 6, Liesel van der Westhuizen is here in the studio. And of course, we're talking fitness then. And today it's about motivation. It's about determination. You started out during the course of the year saying that I need to hit my fitness goals. So what stopped you? We'd love to find out from you. What stopped you from attaining those goals? 021-446-0567. Give us a shout. And maybe you are the opposite. Maybe you started this year and you are actually getting the results that you're looking for. What has kept you motivated? We'd love to hear from you. 37 or 31567. That is the SMS line. Liesel, though, you know, is it just a question? So let's say now I'm already off. I've already cancelled my gym membership. what do I do? How do I get my mindset back into that? Listen, I need to get back into it. It's all about mindset.
It is all about mindset. And it's about taking it slow. And it's about not being hard on yourself. If you didn't do it today, do it tomorrow. Or if you've got some time and the day isn't over, even if you're just walking around the block for 5 minutes, or you're doing skipping in your house for 5 minutes. I always say start with 5 minutes. It might not sound like a lot, but it is actually a lot, because tomorrow you'll do 6. The next day you'll do 7. The next day 8, 9, 10, and you'll work it up like that. And that's manageable. 5 minutes skipping. I'm not a great skipper, so 5 minutes is hard for me. But that's manageable. Do it in a bite size, or 5 minutes of just lunging around the house. You don't even have to get out the house or around the apartment. Just something that gets you moving. And also, if you don't have time, it's also easy to find some exercises to do as well around the house, after work in the parking lot. Someone said they don't have time. So after work in the parking lot, before they get in the car, they have a 6 minute routine that they do.
Now, see, you've opened just a whole other can of worms now. Now, my excuse is that, listen, I don't have time to train. I don't have time to go to the gym. So what are some of the hacks then that I can use for in times when I don't have time to train?
Get up in the morning 5 minutes earlier. As I said again, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 10 minutes. I mean, we saw last year, we spoke about it, and the beginning of this year, the trend for this year is the 15-minute workout, the 10-minute workout, basically the drive-through workout. So it's a quick workout in between. It's not those long hour, 2 hour workouts. People are finding more results with the 15, the 20. So start slow. Use things that are around you. So the lady I spoke to this week, Beverly, she does her training in the parking lot at work. It's nothing hectic. She does some lunges. She does some planks. So I started researching it, and they suggested the plank. That's the one where you lie on and you pressing against your toes. You're resting on your elbows, and you can do that for 10, 20, 30, depending how long you can hold it, up to a minute, and do a repeat of those. So that's easy enough to do. And then lunges, the one thing that I absolutely hate, but it seems instructors love doing that. And of course, if you don't have weights at home, 2 cans of tinned anything that you have, or 2 cans or 2 boxes of cereal, use that as your weights, or your handbag. I've been through a workout where you use your handbag.
Look, I've actually used like cereal.
Yes.
Two Weet-Bix boxes.
Yes.
And you would think they're light, but they can actually work your shoulders. Repeat that, like, what's that, 3 reps?
Yes.
3 reps, I mean, yeah. So, like, 12 times, but 3 sets, whatever that one is, yeah.
Yes.
But it actually does work.
So, you see, when you're making breakfast for the kids in the morning, you could quickly do that. That's going to take 2-3 minutes max. So, there, easy. Find things in the kitchen that's doable. Calf raises while you're brushing your teeth. Standing on one leg, brushing your teeth, calf raises. So, little things like that. Incorporating, when you're making tea, I mean, the kettle boils for 3 minutes. What are you doing in those 3 minutes? So it's easy to find things. The Weet-Bix box, I would never have thought would have been that of a workout.
SMS for you very quickly. I'm not sure if we can answer this, but I suppose it says, how long does it take to lose weight again once you stop going to the gym if you gained from your experience?
Oh, I find it very I always just say start moving. And it will eventually come. So different people are, so abs,
yours
will
be different. That's what I'd say, yeah.
Mine will be different, depends on the age. And, also if you've lost that mojo, go see I did this last year. I went to see a dietitian because I couldn't understand. I was training, and I was just not getting to my ideal weight for triathlon and for Ironman that the trainers have told me to go down to. And I was eating correctly. And eventually I went to a nutritionist and they gave me the advice on what to do and what to see. So my best thing is either go see a fitness professional, spend a little bit of money. And there's a few great ones in town, which I can recommend. I'll send a WhatsApp back. Where to go, and they help you. They look at what your training schedule is. They adjust your diet for if you're not training. So that might be the best advice that I can give.
It's 5 minutes to 5, and this is Fitness Mornings with Liesl van der Westhuizen, and giving you some needed advice for many of us when it comes to fitness issues. That being said, Liesl, the app of the week, by the way?
The app of the week, we've been focusing on our body fitness,
physical,
but
yes,
we forgot our mental fitness. And It's been a big buzzword lately with the universities. There's a big app that launched, and I tried to get a hold of it just so I could see what it was about. But you have to sign up. You have to be part of a university in the UK. So I finally found one called Think Right Me. It costs, okay. It doesn't tell you up front, which always annoys me when you download the app. 420 Rand. So, but it really was a great, I just did the demo for the week just to test out. And it has meditation, daily affirmations. And what was happening during the day? And I was having a terrible day yesterday. I had so much to do. And I'd forgot that I'd set the alerts on this app. And it started coming up going, did you do 5 breathing exercises today? You are more positive than you can think you are. And all these little affirmations came up. And I was like, this is annoying. And eventually by the third one, I went, okay, no, you're right. It had like all these feel-good moments that popped up on your phone every couple of hours. And it's always at the right time for me during the day. So I enjoyed this app. I don't know if I'd pay 450 Rand for it. But I can see why people do. It gives you time to relax, reflect, recharge, how to relax before bedtime, how to get up and do these daily affirmations every day. I know you're shaking your head and you're going, oh, Liesl, meditation, slowing down.
Yeah.
We're gonna delve deeper into this next week.
I think we should, because I'm one of those. Look, I can listen to good music and I'll be like, that's soothing, but meditation.
I'm the same. I'm absolutely so. I didn't do the meditations. I just used the affirmations. I watched some of the videos, the positive videos. So one was I read, I listen, and I watch only positive messages on social media. The one thing. So yeah, so there were a few things that popped up that I did enjoy, and I can understand why, but I definitely think we must delve deeper into that.
Yeah, I think next weekend. Maybe let's say for all those of you that are doing the fitness activities, such as maybe your yoga, that help you find your center. Give us a shout next week.
Yes.
Tell us how that works for you. Because I look at it and I'm like, no, you're not working out. No, you just came here to sleep. Don't play.
That's
with
what
it.
I love.
Don't
complain. But that's fine.
You just came here to sleep.
No, I've done a few yoga classes, but we'll chat about that next week. My quick tip for everyone running the Oceans or the F&B 12 One Run: get a good pair of shoes. Please invest in a good pair of shoes. Rather going to the various testing places where you're allowed to test out shoes, and they choose the right shoe for your foot or fit for shoe. That is my best advice for anyone starting out. It really prevents injury. And it's a great way to start. But we can also delve deep into that.
Yeah, and just saying that best tip I ever received was don't buy your shoe size when you're buying and running. Hey, I learned that the hard way.
And don't buy the ones that just look good, because that's what I do.
Liesl, thank you so much for joining us. A good morning to you.